Welcome, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sixth and Road.
I'm Road to Stunner Radio, 6 Vibes Radio.
Welcome.
Dude, how are you doing the intro at the same time as me?
Welcome.
Alrighty.
You gonna finish the intro or what?
No. Dude, we can't be talking at the same time.
Oh, this is my first show. I'm sorry.
Well, welcome everyone to Six and Road and Road to Starter Radio and Six Eyes Radio. We'll have a great show for y'all. Yep. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff I came across that the first thing I wanted to talk about was I don't know if you heard about this story, but it was an African astronaut who got killed before he even got to do his mission. He got killed. So, you know, they do tests to make sure that everything is working right for them, you know. So when they go up in space and they were doing the test and something happened during the test, and that's why that's how he got killed. But I'm going to pull up the article so we can really get more in depth into this story.
Really, dude?
What? Why are you saying really, dude?
Okay, so Smitley's open back up?
Nah. All right, let me pull up this article. But he was the first, though. That's an accomplishment. You know what I'm saying, dude? That's an accomplishment to be the first at anything. You know, that's an accomplishment that most don't get to say that I was the first at doing so-and-so. And, you know, he was the first, and that tragedy had to strike him.
You know, that's unfortunate.
You know, they say, you know, God has his reasons why he take people when he do, and that we can't complain about that. When it's our time, it's our time.
Yeah. So, what you do today?
Watch some TV. Made some pasta salad for dinner.
You must have finished, because I hear somebody cooking in the background. Who's that?
Nobody cooking in the background. I'm outside.
You're outside. Well, tell everybody to shut up.
If you hear any noise, that's the airplane going by. There's no one outside but me, and it's the airplane going by. It says his name is Manla Maseko. That's the pilot's name. It says Manla Maseko was affectionately known as Afro Knot. He was 30 years old. Only 30. Says Rahlan Masekela was going to make history and become the first black African to go to space, but those plans were foiled when he died Saturday after his motorcycle was struck by a car. So it wasn't even, wow. So it had nothing to do with him practicing, you know, they always do they practice. So it had nothing to do with that. It was his motorcycle was struck by a car. Says according to reports, Masekela was the victor in 2013 when he beat out Millions to earn a suborbital trip funded by the Axe Apollo Space Academy. The 30-year-old was affectionately known as Afro Knot or Space Boy and was one of 23 people killed during the accident. So 23 people were killed in this accident. It says it is with deep sadness that the Masekela family confirms that Manla Masekela tragically passed away in a bike accident last night, July 6, 2019. Stahembil Shabangu. Masekela's business manager and close friend wrote in a media release. It says the trip was slated to be an hour-long trip on a Lennox Mark II spaceship. However, at the time of Masekela's death, the date for the voyage had not been finalized. Shabangu said despite Masekela perishing, he would have wanted others to continue to dream big dreams. There were still rocket tests happening before they could go up, Shabangu said. He really thought that if he went up to space, he could inspire young African children that they could do anything. He used to always say that the sky was no longer the limit. And he was only 30 years old.
That is very unfortunate, and our thoughts and prayers goes out to his family at this difficult time. It's just so sad.
Yeah, it is. Now I'm gonna share some good news. You gotta throw some good news in there. You gotta get those good vibes going. And this is a good one. Our boy Will Smith's son Jaden's doing good things for this country. Says Jaden Smith launches a pop-up food truck, I Love You restaurant for the homeless in Los Angeles. Says at only 21 years old, Jaden Smith is making impactful moves. Smith shared on social media that he launched a vegan pop-up food truck called I Love You Restaurant. The pop-up truck serves free vegan food to people on Skid Row, an area in Los Angeles that contains one of the United States' largest homeless population. Yesterday, he explained in his Instagram post that his pop-up truck is only the beginning. The I Love You restaurant is a movement that is all about giving people what they deserve, healthy vegan food for free, he wrote as his caption. Today we launched our first one-day food truck pop-up in downtown L.A. Keep a lookout because this is the first of many. Then he put hashtag Jaden Inc. Then it says, Jaden Smith, now here's something else he did. It says, Jaden Smith announces Eris and shares his new single again. It's Eris, E-R-Y-S. It says, in one of his uploads, many people have seen Richard accepting bags of food from the truck. That's another thing he did. And before his 21st birthday, Jada did a video of her dancing to the song. It says in one of his uploads, many people are seeing patrons accepting bags of food from the truck. Fans can help acknowledge Smith's philanthropic efforts in the comment section. One fan pointed out that Smith was raised beautifully based on the moves he's been making. Says on July 5th, Smith released his album Eris, which features his lead single Again. The 17-track album serves as a follow-up to Smith's 2017 project, Siri. While speaking on Zane Lowe's World Record on Apple Music Beat 1, Smith explained that the album has two different perspectives. It's kind of like the angel and devil on my shoulder in series The Angel, Smith said, referring to the feature on Again, and that was me telling the world, yo, this I was going to be something you haven't seen from me. Smith is also set to hit the road this fall with Tyler, the Creator, on the Igor Tour. The tour will visit many cities, including Miami, Houston, New York City, Atlanta, and many more. That's good that he's doing this, that the homeless people on Skid Row can have some food to eat. And you know what? Someone just mentioned that too. I forgot. On social media, someone mentioned about that something was posted and someone said they should do something about the homeless, especially in Los Angeles. Somebody said, what about the homeless on Skid Row in Los Angeles? And then here comes this article about Jaden Smith feeding them. Here's something else that's good. And this happened in Oregon. It says, Oregon bill would allow victims of racially motivated 911 calls to sue the caller. So, you know, we had Barbecue Betty or Barbecue Sue, whatever they was calling her. The lady that called the cops on the people that was barbecuing in the park. So, anybody who does something like that calls the cops for no reason, the person who the police are being called on can sue that person who made the call. It's a Salem, Oregon. Oregon moved to crack down on racially motivated 911 calls on Monday, responding to a series of publicized incidents across the country where predominantly white civilians called the police on black people going about everyday activities like napping or barbecuing. Victims of those police calls would be able to sue the caller for up to $250 under a measure overwhelmingly approved by state senate. The move is a joint effort by the Oregon legislature's only three black lawmakers and is meant to shine a spotlight on an issue African Americans have known for far too long, according to sponsoring rep Janelle Bynum. When someone gets the police called on them for just existing in public, it sends a message that you don't belong here, said Bynum, the only black member of the house. A black family in Oakland had the cops called on them for barbecuing in the park. A Yale graduate student was questioned for sleeping in her dorm's common room, and a pair of black men were arrested in Philadelphia Starbucks after one of them tried to use the restroom, sparking public outcry and the closure of 8,000 stores across the country for racial bias training. Visiting voters led to a visit from police for Janelle Bynum, a black lawmaker from Oregon. Bynum proposed the legislation after being on the receiving end of such a call. She was canvassing door-to-door for her re-election campaign last year when a woman called 911 because Bynum looked suspicious. She said although she was able to get an apology from the woman, she realized that most people have no way to hold these callers accountable. This creates a legal pathway to justice for those of us who have to worry about getting the cops called on us for existing in public, she said. Excuse me, y'all. says victims of these calls must be able to prove the caller had racist intent and that the caller summoned their police officer to purposefully discriminate or damage a person's reputation. That's difficult to prove, said Senator Alan Olson, a Republican, one of the few critics of the bill. He adds it could discourage people from reporting crime, making our communities less safe. Lawyering while black attorney says deputy profiled him as a suspect at courthouse. It says Senator Lou Frederick, a black lawmaker and one of the measure's co-sponsors, said people could still call the police if they suspect the person committed a genuine crime. He added that the proposal is about making Oregon more equitable community and formally recognizing the daily hardships faced by minority communities. As people of color fear police for reasons a predominantly white legislator could never understand, Frederick said, unnecessarily dispatching the police only heightens those tensions between police and the black community. It's not just an inconvenience when a police officer stops me, he said. When a police officer stops me, I wonder whether I'm going to live for the rest of the day. Although the measure was approved by the House, the chamber still needs to sign off on a technical change before it heads to the governor. So they have an issue. There's a technical issue with it. They have to fix that, and then it will go to the governor, and the governor will sign the bill. But I think that should happen all over, not just in Oregon. I think that should happen all over. Because you calling the cops, just like that lady followed, the man lived in her building. She didn't know he lived in the building. She thought he was trespassing in the building, and she followed him going to his apartment, and because the video went viral, she lost her job. And everybody, all the white people that keep doing this, they keep losing their job.
I still don't understand how she went to the wrong apartment. That's still crazy.
No, I'm not talking about what happened. That's Dallas. I'm talking about the white lady who lived in the same building as the guy, and she's thinking he looking suspicious, so she followed him. She followed him all the way to his apartment. And then the video went viral. She lost her job after doing that.
Why?
Because she's racial. So you want to tell me if you walked in your building and some white lady followed you to your apartment?
Okay.
She was harassing him as he was going into the building and trying to go to his apartment. She wouldn't let him in. She wouldn't let him in the building.
I missed that part. I've been up all night. I'm sorry. Okay.
She was harassing him. You know how sometimes, you know, like when somebody leaves the building and you might be coming in as they're leaving, you catch the door so you can get in the door instead of having to use your key. And I think that's probably what happened. And she didn't recognize him, he's a person that lived in the building. So this is why they say you need to know your neighbors. No matter where you live at, you need to know who your neighbors are. Because stuff like that will happen. And he's telling the lady, leave her alone. Leave him alone. Stop following him. She kept following him. Until when he got up, she almost followed him directly to his apartment. And the video, and he was recording her the whole time. Everything was going down. And the video went viral. The people she worked for saw it and fired her. Every white person that has called the cops on black people for no reason all have lost their jobs. Just like the guy who wrote a comment under some sports article, and he said something that sounded racist. They fired him. The lady who harassed the couple because they parked too close to the curb, that video went viral. She got fired.
Maybe 8:20, I don't know.
There's so many incidents that I can name, that I can go through, that every single, like the woman in New York City who called the cops because the little girl was selling water without a permit. She called the cops on the little girl for selling water without a permit. And then you see in the video, she says, you cannot sell water without a permit. It's a little girl selling water. It's different. It's different if her mother was selling water. It's a little girl who was selling water to raise money so that her family can go, that everybody in the family can go to Disneyland. That's why she was selling water. And the lady saw her, called the cops, and when the mother saw her doing it, the mother followed her, and she's trying to hide, and she's all crunched up in the corner talking about, she's selling water without a permit. The white lady telling the cops that the little girl was selling the water without a permit. And then the mother caught her. She said, no, that's not what I was doing. And she tried to lie and say that's not what she was doing. Then the mother said, then why are you hiding?
What is it?
It's a bag of barbecuing supplies. Paper plates, paper towels, salt.
Okay.
So
when he reached out and
filled the
bag, like, what's
here?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm glad they're doing this Oregon, but they need to do it in all over. So here's something else that needs to be mentioned, because a lot of people do this, and this is how kids get killed while getting off the school bus or going to the school bus. It says drivers will now lose license if they illegally pass a school bus. It says fines already highest in Canada and will be higher with more demerit points. It says PEI drivers will now lose their license for a time if they illegally pass a school bus. Transportation, this is in Canada, but still, I'm going to tell it anyway because it happens out here too. It says Transportation Minister Paula Bigger said in the legislature Thursday, school bus drivers, parents, and others have been calling for more action on illegal passing for years, ramping up efforts after some vehicles nearly hit children getting on and off school buses this fall. Failing to stop for a school bus will also result in 12 demerit points and driver's license suspension for 3 months, plus a $5,000 fine. The new measure will take effect December 8th, Bigger said. This means drivers who ignore this law are not allowed on island roads, Bigger said. Previously, the punishment was typically a fine of 1,000 and 8 demerit points, with a maximum fine of 5,000. Those fines were already the highest in the country, according to a document tabled in the legislature by Bigger last November. The next highest was in Nova Scotia, ranking from $697.50 to $2,422.50. Second offenses in Ontario could lead to $4,000 fine and possible jail time. For a suspended license on the PEI to be reinstated, drivers will need to meet with highway safety officials, pay a $100 reinstatement fee, and take a defensive driving course within 6 months of getting their license back. Drivers will then be on probation, Bigger said, and if they receive a demerit points within a year of reinstatement, the license will be suspended. Bigger said the new measures Berger said the new measures are one of the recommendations of the Standing Committee on Infrastructure and Energy. We are taking all these recommendations seriously. We'll be continuing to work with our police and education partners to implement strong solutions. She added that government is looking at additional prevention and enforcement measures, including raising the demerit points for using a handheld device while driving. We all have a role ensuring our island roads are safe and keeping children safe on their way to school, and we will continue to work diligently to prevent the dangerous passing of school buses on PEI. Even though that's in Canada, that's world news. We're going to call that world news today, but still, it happens here in America that cars is passing school buses and kids, the school bus stop letting these kids off and cars are passing and hitting these kids while they crossing the street from getting off the school bus, or that when they're crossing the street to get on the school bus. And these cars don't stop. An incident that I can't remember where it happened, but an incident that happened was a young kid was getting off the bus. He got off the bus, his bus was going around the bus so they can cross the street, and the car came out of nowhere and hit the kid.
Yep.
So,
you hear me?
Alrighty. So, another thing I wanted to share with y'all. So, remember, I think we mentioned this, that the billionaire who paid the tuition for the graduating seniors of Morehouse. Well, he's back in the news. He's back in the news. And he's taking that gesture even further.
What did you say?
I said the billionaire. Remember the billionaire that paid? He paid the tuition. Well, paid the student loans of the students who was graduating from Morehouse this year. It was 400. Says billionaire who clears student loans begins paid internship for needy students. It says here, a kind U.S. billionaire who settles students' debts for university grad has now started an internship program for underprivileged students. Robert Smith has launched a program dubbed Intern X that will see students of color bagging paid internships in STEM fields. According to Fox 5, the companies participating in the revolutionary movement include AT&T, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Deloitte, and Citigroup. Says the tycoon first made headlines when he decided to wipe clean college debt amounting $4 billion for Morehouse College students in May 2019. The philanthropist caught his beneficiaries by surprise, and what followed was unbelievable admiration and applause. The online community also stepped in to sing his praise, as everyone said they wished all tycoons followed in the billionaire's footsteps. Seems like the rich are slowly helping the poor to climb up the ladder. So not now he's doing an internship program for kids, for needy kids, and the STEM field. And this is good. This is great. Appreciate that he's doing that. Now, there's a video that I'm about to play. There's a video of a group of black men with shirts on that says, Blacks for Trump. Now, I don't know what these men was drinking, smoking, whatever, but I'm going to do something like this. So I'm hoping when I play this video, you'll be able to... Okay, and they was at the Trump rally. As the video states, they was at the Trump rally. So I'm going to play the video. But in the video, they showed, say, blacks for Trump. The other guy says Trump. The other guy has a different shirt on, but I'm going to put this video on so y'all can hear it. Here we go. You heard that, dude? Did you hear the video? Dude, did you hear the video?
It was a little low. I couldn't really hear it. It was a little low.
Well, these guys are from Miami, Florida. And they're in Orlando at the Trump rally. I'm going to play the video again.
Okay.
I hope it's loud enough. Make sure that it's loud enough for y'all to hear it, but I'm going to play the video again. Okay. Here we go. Play this video one more time. Let me pause it and start from the beginning again. Hold on. Dude.
Yeah, so it's the black people. They say all lives matter, not just black lives.
I get that. But you're wearing a shirt that says Blacks for Trump. He hasn't done anything for us that needs for you to wear a shirt that says Blacks for Trump. Because I need for them to name me one thing Trump's done for us. I'll wait. I'll wait. That's never going to happen because no one's ever going to say this is what Trump has done for black people. To me, it's idiotic, but hey, that's them.
Yeah, some people just jump on the bandwagon.
But if you notice, they was there, but they wasn't inside. They was outside, and the lady, the white lady, decided to talk to them because she see the shirts, Blacks for Trump. So that intrigued her to be like, ask these guys some questions. And she videotaped it. You didn't see her, but you hear her asking them questions and they're answering. Okay, yesterday, one of Trump's friends was arrested. He was a billionaire by Epstein. And he was arrested for trafficking. And I'm not talking about drugs.
Oh, wow. But they cracked down.
Young girls at that. And then I see on Facebook today, I don't know if my cousin posted the picture, but it's a picture of the guy that got arrested and Trump, and there's a young girl, and Trump is kissing the young girl on the cheek. Yep.
Wow. That's crazy.
So if him and Trump are good friends and he was trafficking young girls for sex, I'm sorry to say it, but I think our president has sex with some young girls.
Why would you say that?
You gonna tell me that, or even if he didn't do it, you gonna tell me he didn't know about it? You got these young girls are being snatched up either off the streets, or they're coming from being snatched up in another country, and they're sending them here to people with money. Billionaires, millionaires.
Where are their parents at?
A lot of these young girls, some of them come from broken homes. Like, mom and dad just got a divorce, so it affected them. So they're not thinking clearly.
They think clearly to sell their ass.
It's not them selling. No. See, this is the thing. Say, Tweety and your mom gets into a big blowout. And Tweety storms out and runs away. Now, we're using Tweety as a hypothetical because this ain't going to happen. But we're just using her as the hypothetical. And she runs away. And she meets a guy. He's telling her that he can help her out. You understand what I'm saying? That's what happens with these young girls. They meet these men, or they meet someone who says they can help them. They say, oh, I know somebody who can help you. Not knowing. And then, you know, these are young girls. Some of them may have used drugs before, but not on a serious level. And because they use that to their advantage. So if you smoked weed before, of course someone's going to use that. Or if you still do, the person's going to use it to their advantage.
Or if you drink coffee. So whatever. Okay, I got you.
You see what I'm saying? So they're using it to their advantage to get the girls what they want. They say, oh, I can help you. I know somebody who can help you. But really, they're selling these girls to these grown men who got money. And these girls wind up coming like, oh, my friend, he's a lawyer. He can help you. He can help you get emancipated. Like, say, like the guy say, oh, I know this lawyer, a friend of mine. He can help you get emancipated from your grandmother, and then you don't have to live under her rules. So what does he do? He's, without the girl knowing, she's thinking he's helping her. But he's, what he's doing is selling her to the highest bidder. So he might say, okay, this guy's worth $1 billion, right? So I say, I want $25,000, you can have the, and I'll give you the girl. But she's thinking, oh, he's there to help. That the older gentleman is there to help. He's the lawyer that's going to help her. But he turns around, she becomes his sex slave.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of these girls get kidnapped off the street or in foreign countries, they get kidnapped. Even in foreign countries, they got these girls working in these factories. They're not making a lot of money, and these factories are a front for sex trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's a front for sex trafficking. So that's why I was, you know, using Tweety as an, you know, as an example, but it's a hypothetical because it ain't going to happen. And as soon as you tell me, and your mama Tweety had a blowout, Tweety stormed out somewhere, we putting an APB out on Tweety because we going to make sure she come back to the house.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these girls, they have the blow-ups with their parents, say, you don't understand me, and they storm out, and they run into somebody who manipulates them, and they wind up becoming either a street worker selling their body for money for the dude who's the pimp, who claims to be a pimp, but he ain't really a pimp, or somebody who's a sex trafficker who's selling these young girls to rich men so these rich men can have their way with them. Now, remember when I read the list of the states that at the age of, in what stage the states have the age of consent. So if Tweety's of the age of, depending on what state she's in, of the age of consent, they can't do nothing. She's of the age of consent, even if she didn't consent. You understand what I'm saying? Because she's the age of consent, the cops can't really do nothing. Cops ain't gonna really do nothing because she's at the age of consent. Unless she say out of her own mouth, no, I didn't consent to this or whatever, the cops ain't gonna do nothing. And I think most of these cops get paid to look the other way. Because, of course, the man is rich, right? He got money, so... Like, oh, Billy needs a Billy needs braces, and braces are expensive. So what the rich man do? Give him enough money that he can get Billy's braces, as long as he turns the other the way on what he's doing. Yep. They even did an episode on Law and Order, SVU. The Asian girl was like, she was looking for her sister. She said her sister had got a job, and the man that owned the factory was not only he was using them as, you know, work slaves, but also he was bringing them because he was bringing them. His thing was bringing them over for a better life, like bringing them from the country they like, bringing them from China. He's bringing them from China for a better life, but really he was bringing them so he can use them as slaves. Mm. And because they're of age, their parents can't say nothing.
Mm. Wow. Well, we're going to shift gears. Have you heard about the ice cream liquor?
It's disgusting. And anybody who's following this trend is...
Well, let us know what's going on.
I'm about to curse, because that's the only way...
Okay, go ahead.
To
when bro cuss, she's mad.
The people who are doing this dumb shit is stupid. The girl got caught. She went to the supermarket. I don't know what state it was, but she went to the supermarket, went in the ice cream aisle, picked up not even a pint, a half, what you call it, a half a gallon of ice cream, took the top off, licked it, and put it back. And they saw her do it through the cameras. And that's how she got caught. Then I see, you know, people post stuff through Facebook. You know, news articles and stuff get posted through Facebook. Some man did it. Followed behind the trend and he did it. And I'm like, you millennials come up with the dumbest challenges ever. Y'all come up with the dumbest challenges ever. Y'all always doing something stupid. And people follow y'all. It takes one person to do something stupid and somebody follow them. You understand what I'm saying? It takes one person to do something stupid and people follow them.
Yeah.
Then they showed somebody created a meme and was like, so they was showing them cutting the ice cream because they're not sure if the person licked on the top, so they cut it with a knife, the ice cream. I'm like, y'all kids, y'all millennials do stupid shit. When we was kids, I don't even remember, there was no way for us to do any type of challenge like these kids are doing now because we didn't have the internet. We was outside just enjoying being outside and playing with our friends. We wasn't thinking about going to a supermarket and lick the ice cream and put it back. We wasn't thinking about stupidness like that and then we caught ourselves doing it. We wasn't thinking about stupid stuff like that. I remember when I was a kid, I stole from the supermarket, and I got banned from the supermarket. I couldn't go back to the supermarket. And I remember, and I was like, dang. And my mother still.
What'd you steal?
Toys. Miss Toys. them cheap Barbie dolls? You know, cheap dolls that's for not even a Barbie doll, cheap doll and stuff.
Yeah.
Got caught. And the guy was like, you're not allowed back in the store. And I didn't tell my mother I was banned from the store. And here she go. I need you to go to the supermarket and get this and this and this. And if we go, and if you did go back to the supermarket, you had to make sure that the person who banned you wasn't there to see you in the supermarket. I'm not the only one who did that, but that's what we did as kids. You know, you're a kid, you ain't got no money. You're like, oh, a toy, you take it, and you. But, you know, you learn, as kids, yeah, you're going to do dumb, like stealing, something dumb like stealing from the store, but that ain't in your mind to be like, oh, let me go to the supermarket, let me lick the ice cream and then put it back.
That's disgusting, though.
I know, but that's what I'm saying, like, that's not a thought. When we were kids, that's not a thought in our mind to go do something like that. And most of the time I went to the supermarket anyway, I went with my mother. It wasn't until I got old enough to go to the supermarket by myself that I would go to the supermarket. But you kids,
what?
y'all think of the dumbest challenges and people follow suit behind you. So now here's another dumb challenge. And I know kids are going to follow suit because they see Justin Bieber did it. So there's a challenge where you knock the top off the bottle without knocking the bottle down.
Wow.
Justin Bieber did a video of him doing it. He knocked the top off the bottle and said this is Tom Cruise's head because Justin Bieber wants to fight Tom Cruise.
For what?
I don't know. He wants to fight Tom Cruise. So TMZ showed the video of him knocking the top off the bottle and the bottle didn't fall. Mariah Carey did it, but she didn't kick it. She just hit her high notes, her famous high note, and the top just came off the bottom. I'm like,
yeah.
These people are stupid. They do the stupidest challenges, and people follow suit. That's the crazy thing. Here's something I want to share with y'all. Now, I seen this post, and I saw, it's a meme that somebody, it says, Tamir Rice, no indictment. Eric Garner, no indictment. Michael Brown, no indictment. Sandra Bland, no indictment. Freddie Gray, hung jury. When something happened to the Negroes in the South, I said, that's their business, not mine. Now I know how wrong I was. The murder of my son has shown me that what happens to any of us anywhere in the world had better be the business of us all. And that's coming from the Mamie Till, the mother of Emmett Till. Somebody, I don't think she made the meme, but somebody made the meme. And it's true.
Wow. Yeah, these challenges.
So here's the story about the girl who licked the ice cream. I forgot I saved it. I saved the article. Since we were just talking about the idiot. Says police find girl who licked bluebell ice cream in viral video. And this happened in Texas. Says Texas creamy bluebell said all 10 root flavored tubs possibly affected in a malicious act of food tampering have been pulled off the store shelves. It says police in Texas said Friday that they found a girl who was filmed licking a tub of ice cream and returning it to a grocery store shelf in the viral video last week. So the girl who admitted to licking the top of the bluebell ice cream and returning it to the freezer is under 17, which makes her a juvenile under Texas law. According to Lufkin police, who are not identifying her, she is from San Antonio but was in Lufkin about 300 miles east because her boyfriend's family lives there, said police. The footage, which has been viewed more than 11 million times, shows the girl running her tongue across the ice cream, then laughing as she places the violated dessert back in the freezer at a Walmart store in Lufkin. Police said Wednesday they believed they had identified the sister after detectives had obtained surveillance video placing someone matching the description in the Lufkin store on June 28th around 11 p.m., but Friday, authorities said finding the actual suspect was complicated because another person with a similar screen name was taking credit for the act on Instagram. So now, the girl who did it wasn't taking claim of what she did. Someone else was. Why would you take claim on that? So what made this difficult is that a catfish with a similar screen name within one letter of the suspect's screen name began taking credit for a police set in a statement. Yeah, I really did that. You can call a flu bell ice cream now because I was a little sick last week. Repost yourself doing this. Let's see if we can start an epidemic. Literally wrote the person who ended up not being the perpetrator, according to police. At least four women, including the person who lied about her involvement, had similar screenings and appearances, police said. Authorities had to rule each one out before finding the actual suspect. Before police knew the girl's identity, they said she could face a second-degree felony charge of tampering with a consumer product, which comes with a 2 to 20-year prison term and up to $10,000 in fines. Lumpkin police said further that if the girl faces charges related to the incident, they will be at the discretion of the juvenile justice system. Her boyfriend is an adult, and police said they are discussing what prosecutor charges he may face. He is thought to have filmed the incident and can be heard encouraging the girl to lick it, lick it. Bluebell Creamery, the local manufacturer of ice cream brand, the woman licked has called the incident a malicious act of food tampering. And the tubs, all tubs containing the mix of creamy wheat vanilla ice cream with swirls of chocolate fudge and roasted peanuts covered in dark chocolate have been removed from the store shelves as a precaution, the company said. The specific carton believed to be compromised was found among the lot. Says in an earlier statement, the company explained that its cartons are frozen upside down in production, which creates a natural tight seal by freezing the lid to the tub, meaning consumers will notice if any tampering occurred upon opening a fresh tub.
Wow.
Any 10 root sundae on that shelf, they removed all of it because that was the flavor she licked. I would have took every last single one of those ice creams. I don't care if she licked it or not. Whatever shelf
mm-hmm.
she got that ice cream from, any flavor that was on that shelf, I would remove all of that. I'm not taking any chances. And now you telling people to follow suit and do the stupidness? And then there was a black dude who I saw somebody posted in a picture. I'm like, why, millennials? Why do you do such the dumbest shit and call it a challenge to have people do it? And then you got other millennials following suit, doing stupidness, doing the same stupidness, posting a video. And I can't believe people are watching it. It said in the article 11 million times that people have been watching this video of her licking that ice cream. See, I don't have young kids in my house that are her age.
Right.
Because they said she's a juvenile, so they said she's under 17. I don't have kids in my house that are that age, that is in her age range, that can go to the supermarket by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But if I ever saw my nieces or nephew do something dumb like this, I'll trust and believe they're getting embarrassed in the store. They are getting embarrassed in the store. And I will look at these, and people could look at me and say, why am I beating these kids in the store?
Wow. Yeah, these challenges are getting out of hand. You know, especially the one they did, the ice bucket challenge with that young man.
But see, the ice bucket challenge was for to support people with ALS. It was a stupid challenge and all, but still, it was you did it to support someone who's going through ALS, because that's how they, when that ice touched you and how cold you got so quickly and how you felt on your, that's how they feel. That's how people with ALS feel. But the thing is, I can see, yeah, you're doing it, you're raising money for a cause. Okay, you're doing a challenge because you're raising money for a cause. But to follow it, and you're not doing it for a cause, you're doing it just to do it, is stupid. To me, it's stupid when you're doing a cause, but doing it you know what I'm saying? I understand they was doing it, for those who did it, who was doing it because it was for the ALS challenge, to help raise money for people. But for those, if you're not donating money, like the people who's in the ALS Foundation, not knowing you're doing it to help them raise money, then you're doing it for nothing. All these damn videos going around of people doing a damn challenge. Here's I don't know if I shared this the last time we were on doing Sixth and Road, but so Luis Alvarez, 9/11 first responder who fought the victim fund, dies. Did I share this one? I think I did share this, but I'm going to share it again. So Luis Alvarez, former New York City police detective who fought for the 9/11 victim compensation fund, died on Saturday. Why? Okay, a video is playing while I'm talking. He died on Saturday. His attorney said he was 53. It is with peace and comfort that the Alvarez family announced that Lou hours our warrior has gone home to our good Lord in heaven today. Please remember his words. Please take care of yourselves and each other. Family attorney Matthew McCauley said in a statement, we told him at the end that he had won this battle by the many lives he had touched by sharing his 3-year battle. He was at peace with that, surrounded by family. The statement added, thank you for giving us this time we have had with him. It was a blessing. Said the former U.S. Marine spent weeks down at Ground Zero searching for victims, was diagnosed with colorectal cancer in 2016. He was one of more than 50,000 people whose illness had been linked to the exposure to toxins that were released after the towers collapsed. As earlier this month, Alvarez joined comedian Jon Stewart to demand that lawmakers pass a new compensation bill for first responders. The fund administrator said he could run out of money next year and has had to cut benefits. My message to Congress is we have to get together and get this bill passed as quickly as possible, Alvarez said in an interview with CBS Evening News earlier this month. I would love to be around when it happens. The government has to act like first responders, you know, but politics aside, and let's get this bill done because we did our job and the government has to do theirs. My purpose now is, regretfully, I can't throw the bomb suit on anymore and run around and do my job. As long as God gives me the time, I'll be here advocating because guys are dying now, Alvarez said. Earlier this week, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agreed to vote to reauthorize the victims' compensation fund later this summer. Rest in peace, Mr. Alvarez. I hope that this bill gets passed in your honor. Here's another video I wanted to share with y'all. The brief history of freestyle music.
to be heard around the country as it spread to Miami, Los Angeles, and Chicago. But it was felt around the globe. Artists were emerging from Europe, Australia, and Asia. Nothing will prove the crossover appeal of freestyle as the remix to 1987's hit In Love With Love by Debbie Harry of Blondie. Just as she did with hip-hop in 1980 with the Blondie hit Rapture, she opened up the genre to a whole new audience and in turn a new market for freestyle artists. Showcasing freestyle's greatest artists was announced, and these new artists today are following that same formula or collaborating with current freestyle artists to effectively keep freestyle alive.
What do you think of that? Freestyle music, y'all.
Huh?
You didn't hear the video about the how freestyle music got started?
Yeah, it was cool. That was cool. Gotta send that to Rick Wick.
I got something. Let me, What do you think of that song, dude? Dude. Okay.
Yep. Good, good, good.
That was a freestyle song. For those who don't know what freestyle is, that was the freestyle song right there.
Right. Well, that was a great show. What else will we got left? Are we getting ready to get out of here? What's up?
If you want to end early, we can end early.
Okay, we can. We discussed. We had fun. Our condolences goes out to the 18-month-old father. They were on a cruise, and he held her out the window, you know, and end up, baby ended up not making it. So our thoughts and prayers goes out to the family. Little 18-month-old baby. It's sad.
Yeah, it is sad. You don't expect to hear stuff like that.
Right.
So we are going to end the show early. Appreciate that you rock with us for the Sips and Rolls show. We'll be back next Tuesday at 8 p.m. with another edition where we give you more great music. We're going to give you more great stuff to talk about. I'll be back at 11 with an edition of the Indie Experience. We'll start the radio next show for Six Sizes with the Night Bible study at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Missionary Ken.
All right.
So I'm going to say peace, one love. I appreciate you. See you at the next show. Bye now.
All right. Good night, Rose. Thanks.
Good night.